Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Joe Zimmel and Valerie Friedman.
This special fundraising edition of the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze was recorded in April 2019.
It's great to have you joining the party on the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze, inviting you to eat, drink, and be merry with us on this special edition of the show. Wait until you hear about this cookbook. It's called the Instant Pot Bible. You asked us to do this, to have these Instant Pot recipes on the show, to talk about it, to explain how it all works. Not only are we doing that, but this is a special fundraising edition, and we have arranged to have this book sent to your door directly from us. You will not believe the meal we just had out of the Instant Pot Bible. I'm telling you, as Chris says, this is life-changing. Okay, I'm with Chris Prosperi, senior producer Robin Doyen Aiken, and co-author of the book, Bruce Weinstein, The Instant Pot Bible. We'll tell you in a few minutes how to have it sent right to your door. Bruce, you made us sauerbraten in this Instant Pot, which looks, you know, it has the shape of a slow cooker.
Yeah, it
but
does.
But it is nothing like a slow cooker. Because why? It's so fast?
Because it's a multi-cooker and it does pressure cooking mostly. That's what most people buy it for. And when you cook under pressure, you cook fast. So to do a typical pot roast or sauerbraten type piece of beef, you're going to cook that on your stove for 2.5 hours. This took me 45 minutes.
Unbelievable.
Oh, and melt in your mouth.
Would you explain, yes, Chris, explain, Chris has now gotten rid of his slow cookers.
Don't tell people. I'm still in recovery.
Tell how you make the spaghetti sauce and the spaghetti all at the same time in the same pot. I've never seen anything like this.
I love that bit about the Instant Pot. You can cook dried pasta right in a sauce you build in. And we have a number of recipes in the book. So the easy spaghetti and meat sauce in the Instant Pot, take the lid off. You put the machine on sauté, you throw in some olive oil, you brown some ground beef, and then you add a jarred marinara sauce to that ground beef and some stock, because if you're cooking pasta on a stove, you need liquid, so this is the extra liquid.
Chicken stock.
Chicken stock. You can use vegetable stock if you want, or beef stock. Then you put in the dry spaghetti. You might have to break it to get it to fit in the pot, but that's okay. Put the lid on, and in 6 minutes, that spaghetti cooks in the meat sauce. And it's done.
No, it's not overcooked.
No. In 6 minutes, it's perfect.
How does it know how to cook it perfectly?
Oh, it's all about timing. You know, I played around. It's engineered to cook at a certain pressure. And I, of course, in creating these recipes, had to play with different timings. So I probably made that dish a dozen times, cooking it for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, till I thought 6 minutes was the perfect.
Wow. So honestly, there are more than 350 recipes in here that tell you, exactly. Press this button. Put the lid on. You're done. And we're going to tell you about all the things that you can make. Risotto. I'll get
7 minutes, no stirring. If you've made risotto, you know that you have to stand at the stove and stir for 45 minutes, adding stock. In the Instant Pot, you put it on sauté. You dump in some butter and some onion or leek. Stir that around for a few minutes. Throw in the rice, the arborio rice, a little splash of wine, and then your stock and spices. Cover it. Set the machine for 7 minutes.
Life-changing.
It's all good. This is why people are going crazy over this Instant Pot. This book that Bruce and Mark have done is called The Instant Pot Bible, more than 350 recipes and strategies. This book applies to every model of the Instant Pots.
Yes, their Instant Pot has come out with a new model every year, and they changed some of the functionalities of each one. So what we decided to do in the Instant Pot Bible was have every recipe tell you what you need to do, no matter which model you have.
Beautiful. Now, here is, I marked a whole bunch of things. Chris, you were going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, a book like this is essential, too, because I have friends that have tried out the Instant Pot, and they put it away, like, the second time they used it. The first time, it's like, oh, I couldn't, it didn't work. Nothing came out right. The second time, I tried it, and then I put it away. It's because of the timing. Like, you have to get a recipe to get that timing down. That's why a book is essential, because he already threw the pasta down the drain, right? So he made it. He did it at 8 minutes and at 15 minutes and at 2 minutes, and it wasn't right. So he did all the work for us. So now you just have to follow the recipe, and it's life changing.
All
of
my recipes are tested. Thank you, Chris.
Many, many times. Okay. What was that caper thing you made for us? I flipped out over this. If you're a vegetarian, or even if you're not, I'm not a vegetarian. I was nuts over this.
I will tell you, it took 8 minutes to cook.
In front of us, we watched you do it.
It's an eggplant and caper pasta sauce. Yeah, so I put the machine, I took the lid off, I put the machine on saute, I put in butter and onions and garlic, and some, I chopped yellow bell pepper and diced eggplant, stirred it up, poured in a little bit of stock and a jar of marinara, whatever your favorite brand of marinara is. And then that was the most amazing pasta. And we served it over rice noodles today.
Oh, so good.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. And how long?
Eight minutes.
So let me explain. If you don't have an Instant Pot and you said, I have no room in my kitchen for another thing, Chris keeps saying,
get rid of everything else.
It's life-changing.
Well, you can get rid of everything else because the Instant Pot not only does pressure cooking, it does slow cooking, it does rice cooking, it does yogurt making. So it does all these other things. So you actually don't need 17 machines if you have one of these.
You know what I was thinking? If someone decides I'm carving out space and I'm going to have a rental apartment, I would have gone out and bought that renter a stove and, gone through the whole thing in a microwave and – it's dawning on me. You just give them an Instant Pot. You can do anything.
24 hours a day.
Okay,
we made yogurt overnight.
I have to know. I certainly have never made this, but I just go crazy every time I read the title. It's the Better Butter Chicken.
Love.
Well,
that.
Butter chicken is a curried chicken, usually made with chicken breast, that is – it's iconic in Indian food and in all over the internet. And I decided I wanted to make a better version of it. And mine is better because I did it in the Instant Pot, so it's faster, it's moister, and it's easier. You just add some canned crushed tomatoes, a little wine, some butter, some chopped onions. You don't even have to saute first. You dump everything in, including the chicken. You turn the machine on, and in 15 minutes, this chicken cooks. And you have a rich, buttery, not too spicy curry chicken. And because it's on the bone, and I like chicken on the bone, you have a lot of that delicious extra bone flavor.
Dinner in 15 minutes. Seriously.
Yeah.
You get home from work, the kids are screaming, you're tired, you don't want to make dinner. And this, those recipes are the ones I love the most. No sauteing, no nothing. Just dump, click, go get changed, and it's done before you even finish.
I know they have some of the versions are a little bit more sophisticated, and you have to press this and turn that. And I just received the simplest version of this because I thought, I'm just starting with this. This will be good for me. Is it possible? Can you put something frozen in?
In this book, we have you thaw all the meat. But you can actually put frozen things in. It takes a little bit longer to cook, and there's a whole separate range of timings. But in this book, everything is fresh from the refrigerator.
Okay. Now, I said, with a slow cooker, people will say, oh, you can do fish in there and sam. I have not had success with that. You have a recipe in here for poached salmon for the Instant Pot. Poached salmon with a horseradish sauce.
Mm.
How does that salmon come out? Is it a little bit
moist?
That
flaky,
very moist way that you want it, not overcooked?
The thing about doing that in the Instant Pot is that the wine, the lemon, the dill, the peppercorns, all those flavors are going to get super infused into the flesh of the salmon in only the 4 minutes that it cooks. And the nice thing is you can cook on high pressure or low pressure. And on low pressure, it's a little more gentle. So we cook the fish on low pressure. for 4 minutes.
You can't get the water simmering if you were poaching fish in 4 minutes. Forget about prepping all this stuff in any – no, you can't do it. It's impossible.
If someone doesn't have an Instant Pot, even the simple model like I have, and I think that is a good place to start with the simple model – what is the timing? What shows up that you have to press? Explain how that works. It's, you know, some people will say, oh, I can make one thing or two things in there. But like you said, Chris, I don't know what to do with all these other things. So that's what this book is about, A. B, what are we seeing that we have to touch, press?
Each of the models has a touchpad. Some of them have just buttons. Some of them it's a touch screen. You press pressure cook. And then it'll either offer you high pressure or low pressure. We tell you in the recipe which it is. 95% of the recipes are at high pressure.
So you say with every recipe in the book, these are the buttons or the things you choose, and it will cook in this many minutes.
That's the key.
In fact, I'm looking at the poached salmon recipe. When you set the machine, it tells you to push pressure cook or manual, because some of the older models, you press manual. Then you set the level for low pressure. And then you have to make sure your valve on top is closed. And that's the third thing. And then you set your time for 4 minutes.
So this isn't like the old school pressure cooker where it can explode.
No. Oh. See, those, you're talking about the old fashioned stovetop cookers that they had the jiggly thing going.
And the soup ended up on the ceiling.
That's scary. These electric pressure cookers are so safe. And I'm so comfortable using them. I mean, look, when I was testing recipes, I would have at any given day 9 or 10 going at once. So.
That's crazy.
No.
Yeah.
Well, hey, the whole counter.
Hey, there were 350 recipes in this book.
And I know,
and you had to test them over and over
and
again
I had
to get
test
the, time,
them over
the
and over.
Timing right.
So there would be one day where I might have 10 of them all with that Sauerbraten. This one has a little more vinegar. That one's going a little longer time. This one's at high pressure. This one's at low pressure. I had to see what worked best.
You have a pulled brisket with coffee, and I said, I'm in trouble. I am in big, big trouble.
Brisket and coffee, what a great combination.
So you see how this works. Here is a cookbook that we are offering for the first time. Very excited. Robin and Chris were watching every single step that Bruce did to walk through some of the recipes in his book. Yeah. And then we ate them. And it was
so good.
Absolutely drop-dead delicious. Honestly. This is called the Instant Pot Bible. We're going to tell you in a few minutes how to have it sent right to your door. We'll keep saying that throughout the show because we are very, very excited to offer this time.
If you'd like to know what it looked like for a Instant Pot novice to watch another an Instant Pot expert do this, I watched Bruce make the eggplant and caper sauce. It seemed to me like he took the top off, he put some ingredients in, stir, 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 he put the top back on, he pressed a button. He did that a couple of times with a few great ingredients, and then at the end of it, he had this pot of sauce that looked like it
a
was
restaurant.
Like, yeah.
Like it was simmering all day. That's
but I mean, there were a lot of veggies in there that stayed the perfect texture, nice and soft. It's not like they melted in.
Yeah.
So if you are like one of those people who love garden veggie sauce, this is a recipe for you.
If there are kids or grandkids in your family, Robin, you have kids. How do you and Steve think your kids would react? You know, this has a couple buttons you have to push, and it's electric, and it cooks fast. Do you think they would get into it?
I was thinking if you could play a song on an iPod, or if you can press a button for a podcast on a smartphone, you can work an Instant Pot. I mean,
good comparison.
Yeah, some have these digital type screens where you actually press buttons. It was like, my son is going to think it's like playing a game.
Quite honestly, I think if you've mastered the microwave keypad, you've got this down.
Even
because
easier.
I think some microwave keypads are so confusing.
Yeah.
Why go to someone else's house and I just want to reheat a cup of coffee? I can't ever figure it out.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is easier than that.
Agreed.
All right. So in about a minute, we're going to tell you how to have this book sent to your door or to someone in your family. And as Chris keeps saying, I do think this. You said this to me before, and I thought to myself, yeah. It's life-changing. I see it. Yeah. This is life-changing. I see why the New York Times went so crazy over it. They did a whole big spread on the Instant Pot, and I thought, okay, I'm going to have to look at this. And then your book came in, and I just thought, wow, this is amazing. And then to see it up close, very quickly, the classic bolognese sauce. Who doesn't love that sauce?
And this one tastes like you simmered it for 6 hours. There's two steps. You cook it for 15 minutes, and just for the sauteing part, and then you cook it for 10 minutes under pressure.
That's not even funny.
No.
I mean, come on, 6 hours.
But it's the way these things come out that just is knocking me out.
The cooking under pressure like that infuses so much flavor into it. It's just crazy. And unlike the old pressure cookers you're talking about, the kind you were afraid on the stove that might blow up, those always let steam out, right? So there was always a thing going on. No steam escapes from these electric pressure cookers. So everything stays in there. And the flavors just get so infused into your ingredients.
Game changing that you saute and steam and pressure cook all at the same time, all in the same device.
The one that knocks me out is the spaghetti and sauce.
with
if you want meat in it, fine. If you want vegetables, fine. Yeah. But even the spaghetti goes in with it.
Yeah, dry.
Dry. And you just throw it in and it comes out exactly.
And ziti and penne.
How is that possible?
And it works with gluten-free pasta.
Sure. I know.
And I even created a recipe using rice vermicelli, rice noodles, where you take frozen mixed vegetables, throw in some soy sauce and hoisin, a little stock. You put the block of dried rice noodles on top of it. Cover it. And
it's
in 4 minutes.
Work.
Wait till we get to the desserts. I'm going to make you tell us about your classic cheesecake because there is something that happens to the cheesecake in this method that is heavenly. Okay, we're going to get to that. All right, stay with us, everybody. We're going to take a little break to tell you how to have this book sent as a gift to yourself, a family member, a neighbor, a gift for newlyweds, you name it. It's called the Instant Pot Bible. In exchange for a $6 per month contribution or one-time gift of $72, being a supporter of everything that you love on public radio, and getting this thank you gift of 350 Instant Pot recipes. Very, very exciting book. Here is the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. And here also is Robin Doyen Aiken.
That's the number to call to support all of the local programming you hear on Connecticut Public Radio. Or you can go to foodschmooze.org and hit the red donate button on the right-hand corner of our homepage. That will bring you to the Food Schmooze exclusive pledge page. And you will see Bruce's book there, front and center. You do not have to be religious to get this Bible. You only need to be a believer in the Instant Pot. And I'll tell you, over the course of the show and after the lunch I had, amen. I'm a believer.
Converted.
I'm ready.
Okay.
That's right.
So I thought when this story first came out in the Times, I thought, oh, okay, Instant Pot. A few people are starting to catch on to this, and let's just see what happens with it. Well, it turns out 5 million people across the world are using Instant Pots like crazy. That means across cultures, people have discovered that this thing is amazing and cooks food so fast. But this cookbook, Chris, as you said, they have done all the testing for us.
Yeah, it's a gift that they actually did all the work for us because people who have tried this a few times and have stumbled have really put the device away. They're not using it anymore. But if you get a book like this and you follow the recipes for one or two, you really start understanding how it works and what makes it so special. I keep saying it's game-changing as far as kitchen cooking at home. This is going to be around, not like the bread maker. This is going to be around for a long time.
So it is possible to just capitalize on the popularity of something. That is not what these two authors do, because Bruce Weinstein, who's here, and co-author Mark Scarborough are best-selling authors. They did the Kitchen Shortcut Bible. They have done more than 30 cookbooks. They know what they're doing. When they're testing and have, you know, like 12 million pots going at once, Instant Pots, they want their books to succeed because they're helping us be successful. And we can cook so quickly and deliciously with these recipes. I'm just really blown away by this. I'm a convert too, Robin. I really, really am.
$6 a month or a one-time gift of $72, and you will be supporting our show and also a couple of Connecticut authors too. These guys are local.
So if you are somebody who works or just wants to put something together quickly, this is the way to go. 1-800-584-2788. Toll free, obviously. If you'd like to bring your credit card to the phone, please do so. As Robin said, $6 a month, or if you prefer to get it in one sum, it's $72. 350 recipes and strategies and everything you need to know. Don't forget, you can go to foodschmooze.org and sign up for it there.
We appreciate each and every donation. Thank you so much.
I'm Faith Middleton. You can sign up for our free podcast. Just go to foodschmooze.org, and you will also find, as Robin says, the red button so that we can send this book as a thank you gift for supporting this show, all the other local shows on the air, our national shows. That is the essence of public radio. Our book that we're featuring this time is The Instant Pot Bible, using the new Instant Pot Cooker. It is a sensation around the world. Millions and millions and millions of people across cultures are using this thing because it just takes minutes to make things in this pot, as we're describing to you. Co-author Bruce Weinstein is with us. Bruce, there's a rotisserie-style chicken. How long does it have to cook, and does the skin get crispy, or do you just say no and it doesn't matter? Go ahead.
If you're a crispy skin lover, you can take the chicken out when it's done and throw it under the broiler for 2 minutes to crispen the skin. Because you're cooking under pressure, it's a very moist environment. Everything stays juicy and moist but doesn't get crisp. So the way we do the rotisserie-style chicken is you take 2 tablespoons of butter, you mash that up with 2 tablespoons of dried spices and herbs, smear that all over the chicken, put it in the pot sitting on the rack that comes with your pot. Put 1.5 or 2 cups of liquid on the bottom. It could be water, it could be broth, it could be wine. Cover it, and in 36 minutes, you have a falling off the bone, flavor-infused, buttery, herby chicken.
Wow.
Heaven.
There comes tacos.
Absolutely. Yeah, right? Absolutely.
All right, we've been going meatloaf crazy on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And you have figured out how to do the perfect down-home meatloaf. And you do it by inserting a Bundt pan inside your Instant Pot.
The Bundt pan is the best invention ever made. What I love about cooking in the Bundt pan in the Instant Pot is that all of that superheated steam gets on the inside too, because it's got the hole, right? So it cooks all around at once. My trick in this recipe is I also grate a russet potato.
Nice.
And I mix that into the meat mixture.
So good.
And that is what makes this so special. You pack that into the Bundt pan, you put it on the rack, and it takes 30 minutes. And you have this moist and flavorful and amazing meatloaf. We even tell you how to glaze it if you'd like to make a glaze for it.
Now, how faster is that than putting it in the oven?
Your oven's going to take time to heat up, right, to 375.
15 minutes easy.
I would say that meatloaf's going to cook for about 50 minutes.
Yeah, I'd say at least an hour.
And then if you're going to glaze it, so Chris, the chef here, is saying an hour. Mm-hmm. So we're going 30 minutes.
Yeah, so you
half.
Cut the time
in half. And more than half, because you got to preheat the oven, and you know that takes time.
Yeah.
I want to add one thing, though, before we move on. How about cleanup? That's the one thing I love about using mine. When you get pots on the stove, they're splattering, and then you got to clean the stovetop. And if it's a gas one, you got to take the grates out. This thing is one insert, and then all you have to do is wash it, or it fits in the dishwasher.
Because it's deep, even if you're sautéing onions or browning meat, it doesn't splatter out. So it's really a great way to be able to cook.
Life-changing.
Okay, the Instant Pot Bible is the book we're talking about, and we will tell you how to have it sent to your door as thanks for supporting what you love on public radio, this show, other local shows on our station, and our national and international programs on Connecticut Public, the Instant Pot Bible, 350 recipes and strategies and tips for using any model of Instant Pot. I have the most basic one and am a new convert to this. So here's a book that we have found that is going to make you a success with your Instant Pot. The most basic model, in fact. This is mind-blowing to me. When I came upon this, I thought, come on, this is not no-drain mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Have you ever made mashed potatoes where you haven't drained them?
No.
Of course
no.
not. Because you boil them,
yep.
and then you dump them in a colander, yep. and you get the moisture out, and then you put them in a bowl, and then you mash them up with either milk or stock or cream or butter.
Or I dry them out in the microwave. Yeah.
Sure.
And you always have to clean the sink afterwards because the potato starch residue gets everywhere.
And that potato starch is not good for your drains either.
No.
Let me tell you
nope.
that.
Okay.
So now, imagine if you put the potatoes in your Instant Pot and you added vegetable or chicken stock to that. Not enough to cover them, but just enough to get some steam and pressure going. You let that go until they were cooked. 7 or 10 minutes, depending on the model of pressure cooker.
7 minutes for mashed potatoes.
Then you open it up, you don't drain it, you mash that stock right into there with butter, with cream.
In the pot.
With a little yeah. sour cream right in there, and you serve it right out of there.
Take it to the table, put it on a trivet on the middle of the table, and that's it.
And,
how crazy is
and
that?
And the other thing, peeling is optional. I love peels.
The peels too.
I love peels in my mashed yeah. potatoes.
You know, it's not helpful for me to sit with my mouth hanging open because yeah. it's a radio show, and I just keep staring at him as he's talking. Like, what? This is not real.
Faith, Chris and I have always bonded over an ingredient. It's called pickle brine.
From the jar.
Every time you finish a jar of pickles, what do most people do with that brine?
Throw it out.
Down the drain. Right down the drain. It is the most amazing ingredient.
Agreed.
And in the Instant Pot Bible, I use that pickle brine to make pulled pork.
How does that work?
It's pork shoulder, pickle brine, and a bunch of spices, and it is an hour on the max setting or an hour and 20 minutes on high. You know how long pulled pork takes if
yeah.
you do it
couple
the old way?
4 or 5 hours. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. And what does the pickle brine do to it?
Oh, it gives it a little tartness. First yes. of all, it adds the salt. It adds yeah. a little vinegar. Yeah. It adds goodness. It just makes it mouthwateringly delicious. The pork without the pickle brine is like a hot dog without the sauerkraut.
That sounds so good to me. I have never made, and I came to your section on how to make all these various rices, and that it comes out perfectly.
Perfect. Yeah. Every time.
We can mess up rice.
The machines have a rice setting and a rice button, and so if you're just making plain rice, follow the directions that come with your pot. But if you want to make rice and bring rice up to another level, then you follow one of my recipes like risotto, where you can make a creamy, delicious Italian-style risotto without stirring in 7 minutes.
Without stirring. And you say here on the side, if you would like to add some things to this, you can. Some herbs, some garlic, mm-hmm. some saffron, oh. whatever you want to add, yeah. you can.
And try making this in front of people. Because everyone has had a story about – even I have a story about making risotto where you got called away or whatever when you ruined it. But you do this in front of people and you just sort of put it in there and then you're drinking a glass of wine, talking to them, and then the thing beeps and all of a sudden you're dumping cheese into your perfectly cooked yeah. risotto. People are just – I can't believe you just did that in front of me.
Faith, you pointed out that next to the risotto recipe, I say things that you can add to it. Every single recipe in this book does that. There's a little box that says Beyond, and every recipe offers you something to take that recipe a little further if you want.
This is one that I'm vowing to try this weekend because it just sounds so good to me. I happen to adore fried rice. This is called your orange beef fried rice casserole. Mm. You're doing it as a casserole. And I thought, wow, what an idea this is.
Because fried rice normally in a wok, you're stirring it, you're tossing
yep.
it, and you're
gets all over pre-cooked. The stove.
It's pre-cooked. So you're doing, and it's pre-cooked rice. So first you have to cook your rice
yep.
to make. Then you got to heat your wok up till it's smoking. Yep. Then you got to pull the smoke detectors off your wall because they're going off. Mm-hmm. And this way you get all the flavors of an amazing orange beef fried rice in the Instant Pot with rice from its raw state. So you put it all, the scallions and ginger and orange zest, and I use flank steak. And we make this with brown rice. You take the lid off, you put it on sauté, and you're going to sauté up some scallions and ginger and the orange zest. Then you throw the beef in, and you stir that around until it loses its raw color, but it's still tough. Then you add in your rice and your broth, some soy sauce.
Dry rice.
Dry, long-grain brown rice. And then the liquid there is beef broth, soy sauce, a little orange juice, a little vinegar and hoisin. You put the lid on. You cook this for 20 minutes, and it's done.
It's crazy.
The rice is cooked. The beef is cooked. Imagine a Chinese rice pilaf with beef and orange.
Oh, and those flavors with the soy. Ugh.
Peanuts over it before you serve it.
Crazy.
Think about having a dinner party and you're always so stressed about having people over and there's so much work involved. And then you never really get enough time spending with your friends. With this, I would even say, I'm going to go get another one just so you can do two recipes at the same time. And then when dinner's served, you bring everyone into the kitchen. You just pop the tops off.
Do the buffet.
And do the buffet. Yeah.
I want to have an Instant Pot party.
Yeah. Potluck.
I just want to have everybody over and say, come on, let's try some of these recipes together. So I'm going to make this Chinese fried rice thing for you. Watch me do this, and then we all have drinks. And then in a few minutes, this thing is done, and we're off and running. It's just phenomenal.
And think about the holidays, right? Like Thanksgiving, for one. You have not enough stove room. You're not enough oven room. How about pulling this out, and you make the mashed potatoes off to the side?
You don't have to worry about needing another burner.
Yeah.
Like Chris, you know how long it takes to cook brisket, right? You
Forever.
Take brisket, and you want it to be tender.
Fall apart.
So
juicy.
I came up with this idea that what if I cut the brisket into cubes and I skewered them and I put them in the Instant Pot with some stock and a little liquid smoke. And in 40 minutes, they become very, very tender and they taste smoky, almost like you made pastrami. And then you just put them in a little grill pan to crisp them for 2 minutes. And we did that for the Super Bowl this year. Oh, my God. It was just these crispy brisket skewers that if you tried to do that any other cooking method, it would take you hours.
Life-changing.
Okay, Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough have done this book, The Instant Pot Bible, 350 recipes with side strategies for every model of this Instant Pot. Millions and millions and millions are being used all over the world right now. And I, loving cornbread, can't wait to get to the description of how to do a loaded bundt cornbread in your Instant Pot.
Okay, well, we're going to be back to using that fabulous bundt pan that I love so much. And that allows you to bake in there because you're going to get that nice moist steam going up the middle of it. It's loaded because we have whole corn kernels, diced up mozzarella cheese. We got canned chilies in there. And it comes out not too dense, but not too airy. It's chewy. This is the most perfect addition to make with one of the chilies in the book, and there's a whole chili chapter. So as Chris said, you do need two. You can make your cornbread in one, your chili in the other.
I'm never going to cook any other way again, I think. How many minutes did it take to make that cornbread?
It was 25 minutes.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, with all that stuff in it. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
It's the cheese that makes it so amazing.
Yeah.
Cheese
and cornbread. Yes, that's true with everything. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell you now how to have this book sent to your door or send it off to someone you love as a thank you for sending us either $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72. This book of 350 recipes is our thank you gift to you with great excitement because we love this. The Instant Pot Bible, the toll-free number is 1-800-584-2788. Robin.
Tonight, while you are cruising around foodschmooze.org, do not forget to click the red button on the right-hand side of our homepage and pick this book up for yourself. Or maybe you are not a convert to the Instant Pot. That's okay. You have right now at least one friend who has an Instant Pot. That friend, he or she, is desperate for some recipes to get out of a cooking rut.
There's quite an international selection in this book, which I love. For instance, I'm just looking at the lamb biryani casserole, really a delicious one in here. If you sometimes like to try the foods of different cultures, this is a good way to introduce some of those flavors on your table. I have seen some other Instant Pot cookbooks, and the whole key is that somebody is going to approach the timing of recipes after testing a lot with integrity, because you have to have success, or why would you continue with any of this?
A lot of times my husband gets home before I do and he starts dinner, and so he gets all the credit. But I'm thinking, if I become the Instant Pot queen in my house, then I'm going to be the hero. I'm going to be the one who's making these pasta sauces that the kids are going to love, and then I can get some credit for that.
It's a new way to cook with your family too, right?
Braised Italian meatballs, Chris, you can do with this Instant Pot cookbook. Bistro-style braised short ribs with mushrooms. There's a way to do lobster in this thing to make hot lobster rolls. How to do perfect in-the-shell eggs.
Yeah.
The Instant Pot Bible. 1-800-584-2788.
For a gift of $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72, you can be the dinner hero at your house. Please go to foodschmooze.org, click the red button on the right-hand side of our homepage, find the Instant Pot Bible on our pledge page, make your pledge, and thank you so much.
I'm Faith Middleton with Chris Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. Bruce Weinstein, co-author of the Instant Pot Bible, the book we are excited about and featuring on this show. Senior producer Robin Doyen Aiken. Special edition of the show, of course, because we're not only drooling over these recipes, we just watched how to cook things in the Instant Pot and are just kind of going crazy over it. I keep promising I'm going to tell you about how you make a version of classic cheesecake in this with a texture that is unbelievable. Okay, hit it. Let me hear about how this goes. Why didn't I ask for this? Okay, go ahead.
Well, the first thing about cheesecake in the Instant Pot is its texture. Unlike a cheesecake baked in the oven, which can be very chewy, that New York-style cheesecake, cooked under pressure in all that moist environment, you get the smoothest, silkiest, most luxurious, mousse-like cheesecake. It's smooth is the only word, velvet, yum. Light.
Velvet.
And I make the batter in the food processor.
Wow.
So to make your life even easier, it all happens.
Whip it all up
in the food processor. Gets put into your springform pan.
You put the springform pan inside the Instant Pot.
It sits on the rack. There's a little water underneath to create the moisture for the pressure. It was so good that I had to come up with other cheesecakes for the book. We have an eggnog cheesecake.
For the holidays.
You know, and it's got a little rum in it. It's got a little nutmeg.
Oh, but you didn't say the chocolate
brandy.
Sour cream cheesecake.
Mm.
Come on.
Well, yes.
You have to talk about that.
That's a reason to get the book right there.
And it's got both bittersweet chocolate and cocoa.
Yeah, of course it does. Now, the chocolate lava cakes.
Don't you love those? Because you break, you just put your spoon in, and the liquid chocolate cake runs out of
the
middle.
Grab it with your
spoon. So you make these just in little custard cups, and you put them on a rack in the Instant Pot, and you stack them.
You stack them?
You put four on the bottom, and then you put another layer
sure.
where they straddle each other so that
you
can cook eight of them.
That way?
They
nice. 8 minutes?
And you can do that to order after dinner for your dessert if you're having a party.
Why would you do it earlier?
Right?
No wonder.
Changing things.
Millions and millions and millions all over the world. People are finding out about how this works. There's a date nut pudding cake.
Oh, one of my favorite things in the world. I love date nut bread. And so to steam it in a little casserole so it comes out like one of those British sticky puddings with chopped up dates and nuts and brown sugar and molasses.
A little scoop of vanilla ice cream on top of that.
Some brandy on top.
And then flame it.
Here was a question for me. How you make an apple maple upside down cake? How does it work in the Instant Pot?
To make an upside down cake in the Instant Pot is pretty much the way you would do it in a normal pan. You're going to use the Instant Pot to sauté your apples. You're going to use like an electric skillet. You put it in a sauté. You sauté your apples with butter until they're very softened. And then you're going to scrape all that luscious, softened, sweet, lovely apples into a baking pan. You're going to wipe out your Instant Pot insert. You're going to put it back in the machine. You're going to make your batter, dump it on top of the apples. And then you're just going to put that cake pan right in the Instant Pot. Bake it. Just like we did with that cornbread or the meatloaf or everything else. It just goes right in there on a rack, gets covered, and it's sort of light and moist. And then when you unmold it, those luscious, mapley apples are on top of the cake.
It can be a steam oven.
That's a combi
oven. And
so
you started fooling around with cakes, I can see, in your section. The Instant Pot, by the way, if you're just joining the show, looks a lot like the shape of the old-time slow cooker, except this has been engineered by a man. Who was this guy?
His name is Robert Wang, and he invented the Instant Pot version of the electric pressure cooker. He's Canadian. And this pot, he wanted it to do everything, so it has a pressure cooker function and a slow cooker function and a rice cooker function, a yogurt making function. And yes, you're right, Faith, it looks just like an old-fashioned crock pot, but it is 21st century.
And not complicated. I have the simple model
because
I don't
one.
Need anything too sophisticated. At this point, I'm not going to be doing sous vide and all that stuff, which you can do with Instant Pots.
In the newest model,
yeah, okay. But any of the models, this cookbook is good for you. Okay, go ahead.
It took so much for me to give up the slow cooker. I loved them like
you
children.
You used them at the restaurant.
I used them at the restaurant. I had a shelf made just for them. But now the Instant Pot has changed that. A book like this gets you into using it almost every day, like we do.
So why do you call the split pea soup using the Instant Pot an absurdly easy version?
Rather than using a ham hock, you can get the same flavor in the Instant Pot by using plain old smoked deli ham. You go to the deli counter in your supermarket, and you say, I would like some smoked ham, but have them cut you a slice as thick as they can, like a good half-inch thick. Dice that up. Throw that in the Instant Pot with the broth, with the onion seasonings, which I like a little lemon zest, and the split peas. And in 8 minutes, you have soup.
I made this last week in the restaurant in a pot, and it was 2.5 hours.
If I'm making one, I'm going because you know how crazy I am about buffalo chicken of any
of
kind.
Course.
There's a buffalo chicken soup recipe in here that I just thought, uh-oh. Mm. And there's also a turkey rice soup. So for after the holidays or when you're having a party and you're featuring turkey, there's a Mexican style chicken soup, a beef barley soup, a bacon cheeseburger soup. And that one, I don't know.
Basically, you're going to use the Instant Pot to sauté your bacon and your onions and your bell peppers, and then you're going to put ground beef in this soup. What I love about the flavorings, the seasonings for the soup, pickle relish, Dijon mustard. It tastes like cheeseburger in a bowl, and you just cover it with cheese at the end.
How long? Because that's the key part.
7 minutes. It takes 7 minutes.
7 minutes. And the kids will eat this because who doesn't love cheeseburgers?
We're fairly meat-oriented on the show, and I'm trying more and more and more over time to go more toward vegetable and fish and chicken. You've got this fiery Jamaican-style fish soup. This is a kind of a riff, I think, on one of those Caribbean soups that if you've ever traveled there and had one of these soups, you say, whoa, how did they do this?
We make it with jalapenos, so it's very accessible. You can still get the heat. You use the pressure cooker to build the broth. So you put in your broth and leeks and vegetables and the chilies and garlic and cilantro. That cooks. Then you open the lid and you put nice thick-fleshed fish like sea bass. And
you cut that into pieces.
You cut that into pieces. And that only gets a few minutes at the end so that the most of the cooking under pressure is about getting the chilies and the seasonings infused into the broth, and then the fish cooks quickly at the end.
That's not just a soup. That's not an appetizer. That can be a full meal.
What am I going to do with all my extra time?
Exactly. That could be our only problem.
Make more food.
We are, as you can hear, excited to have Bruce Weinstein on the show, co-author of this book, and to have watched him making these things and then to eat them. It was amazing. They have tested and timed, he and Mark Scarborough, tested and timed everything so you know exactly what to do. More than 350 recipes in this book, The Instant Pot Bible. Well, before we tell you how to get the book, we will tell you that in just a couple of minutes. I was glancing over, I was trying to decide, should we talk about the pulled lamb shoulder with pomegranate and cinnamon, or should we talk about this? And this one, I'm sorry, I can't resist. It's the all-American pulled chicken. All-American because there is root beer in it.
Nice.
Okay.
See, even if you're someone who doesn't like root beer, and yes, I know there are people out there who don't like root beer, what it does in this is it adds an herbiness and a sweetness, both, to this pulled chicken. And you use chicken breast. So this is made with white meat chicken, and it uses root beer along with red onions, a little barbecue sauce, some Worcestershire, garlic, and black pepper. And those combine with the chicken under pressure to give you the best barbecue pulled chicken you have ever tasted in your life.
Wow.
How long?
You dump all the ingredients in. You close the lid, you push the button, and you cook it for 25 minutes.
That's
so
it, done.
I'm dumping in, wait a minute. I'm
Robin,
dumping
that's
in
dinner tonight.
Root beer.
Yeah.
Boneless, skinless chicken breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Red onions. Some onions. Mm-hmm. And the barbecue sauce of any kind.
Mm-hmm. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire, black pepper, and garlic powder.
And
I'm dumping it all in there.
And walking
all
away.
In at once.
Snap the lid on.
You snap the
away.
Lid on, you push a couple of buttons.
And walk away. Or toast your buns. Right?
It's absolutely remarkable. You would think, well, it's possible. You know, you see these TV commercials, these infomercials, and you think, oh, it's possible to do a lot of things, but is it really good? This food that we had with you was a knockout.
And you had a vegetarian dish, too. You had that lovely eggplant and caper pasta sauce over rice noodles.
Yeah.
And we had sauerbraten.
The sauerbraten pot roast.
Oh my God. It was really good. It was so much fun, so delicious. Well, thank you for that. And Chris, thank you too. And Robin and I will continue now and tell you as we are closing the show about how to have this book sent to your door. And this is one of those ones where I say, trust us on this. This is amazing. It's called The Instant Pot Bible. More than 350 recipes and strategies. I'm the one with the basic Instant Pot. I don't have anything fancy, so I'm going to have at it this weekend, trying all these different things after having some of them that Bruce just cooked for us. Okay, here's the toll-free number. If you can join us at $6 a month, or you can do it as a one-time gift of $72, this book is yours. 1-800, you don't have to do anything. We'll just send it to you. 1-800-584-2788.
Or go to foodschmooze.org and click the red button on the top right-hand side of our homepage, and you will be led to the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze pledge page where you will see this book. Very simple. All you need to do is click on it, put it in your cart. You have your charge card out, and you can buy this book and support all of the Connecticut Public Local shows you hear every day.
The Instant Pot Bible. 1-800-584-2788.
If you've got an Instant Pot already and you do need one to use this book, or you're thinking about getting one, then absolutely this is the book for you. But if Instant Pots aren't your thing, we have other books that you can pick from, or you can really make any donation that you would like. For this book, we're asking for a $6 a month donation. You become a member of the Connecticut Public Community that way, or a one-time gift of $72, and we will send this book to you, and you can start being inspired by the recipes and having Instant Pot dinners. You can really do this every night of the week.
This Instant Pot Bible is, I think, the most comprehensive Instant Pot book that has ever been published. You've got everything from hearty breakfast to these healthy sides. You can do centerpiece stews and roasts, decadent desserts, These guys, the co-authors, have done more than 30 cookbooks. They know what they're doing. And this is something: buffalo chicken soup, turkey chili verde, classic mac and cheese, Dan Dan noodles, Thai-inspired pulled chicken breasts, smoky chickpea and potato curry, sous vide strip steaks with chives and garlic, poached salmon with horseradish sauce, a teriyaki-style braised flank steak. You can do red beans and rice. No drain mashed potatoes. You make them right in the pot. You don't drain anything. You mash them in there and serve them. Classic cheesecakes that we told you about. It's unreal. Mm-hmm. More than 5 million of these all over the world and all through various cultures now. It's the thing, and I see why. Toll free, 1-800-584-2788. Bring your charge card if you like. We'll send it right to your door or to someone you care about. $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72. Again, toll free, 1-800-584-2788. And thank you.